Good morning. We took a break for Thanksgiving week, and as you would expect in this business, a lot of things happens in the last 2 weeks. First, Germany made two announcements that are very important. First, that they think natural gas is critical to the energy transition, which is an interesting development since only a few months ago, natural gas was not part of the transition exercise. And at the same time, Germany promised to get off coal by 2030, which is a major accomplishment because 27% of Germany's energy is provided by coal today, in spite of all their efforts to decarbonize. So those two phenomena from Germany are going to continue to build a very large demand for natural gas on a global basis. But if you really want to see how important natural gas is going to be to the transition and to actually the world of energy in the future, all you have to do is go to your favorite access to the internet and punch in New Delhi pollution. You will see how disastrous the absence of natural gas in India has been, particularly in the capital. Last week, India had to close down their schools, close down their government offices, and ask their students and their government officials to stay at home because of the pollution in New Delhi. This is true in a lot of the cities around Asia and highlights the need for natural gas on a global basis. What is happening now is not simply a natural gas crisis, but an energy crisis, which slowly, not actually very quickly, replacing as a central theme, an energy crisis as opposed to a climate crisis. Just as COP26 finished in Glasgow, the rest of the world woke up and said, okay, those were concerns for Europe and North America, not for the rest of us. And the rest of them is 7 billion people aspiring to live the same way we do. In that context, the prices in the United States versus of the rest of the world will remain extremely cheap, and the ability to liquefy natural gas and put it on a ship and deliver it to different areas around the world extremely profitable. At current prices, we would recover our investment in less than 2 years. In the meantime, in the US, we continue to look for guilty parties. It was first the fault of the Russians for natural gas, then it was the fault of OPEC for oil, and today it is the fault of nasty energy companies that are trying to profiteer from a situation. It is, of course, never the fault of policymakers. At some point, we're going to have to recognize the fact that the United States has become one of the major actors of the energy world, that we have very, very cheap resources. We have the ability to export it to the rest of the country. And we at Tellurian expect to be in the forefront of this. In the meantime, financing our facility becomes more and more easy every week with the fundamentals continuing to be so strong. So we continue to focus on that aspect, and we expect to remain on schedule to be able to start construction in earnest in April of next year. Thank you.
Cautionary information about forward-looking statements. This presentation contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, proposed, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, demand for natural gas and related regulatory and governmental actions, environmental issues, global energy market developments, costs, profits, and payback periods for the Driftwood project, and the financing and construction of that project, including the timing thereof. The forward-looking statements are subject to numerous risks and uncertainties. These risks and uncertainties include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the Annual Report on Form 10-K of Tellurian for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2020, and other Tellurian filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, all of which are incorporated by reference herein. The forward-looking statements in this presentation speak as of November 30th, 2021, the date it was posted. Although Tellurian may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.